Here's what you need to know. The speed limit in the sky, the one that's been on the books for more than half a century, just took a serious step toward being rewritten. This is Radio Hangar, I'm Tower, and this is ATEEZ, your aviation news brief today. July 22nd, the Senate Committee on Commerce, Science, and Transportation advanced a bill that could change what's legal in American airspace for the first time since 1973. Let's get into it. Before we do, today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Now, the headline. According to the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, or AOPA, the Senate Commerce Committee today advanced the Supersonic Aviation Modernization Act. On the docket, it's listed as Senate Bill 1759. It was introduced by Senator Ted Budd of North Carolina, and it cleared committee this morning. Here's what the bill actually does. It would require the administrator of the Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, to issue regulations that legalize civil supersonic flight over the United States. But there's a condition attached, and that condition is the whole story. The flight is only permitted as long as the sonic boom does not reach the ground. Let me back up, because the headline doesn't tell the whole story. For more than 50 years, the rule in this country has been simple and blunt. Since 1973, FAA regulations have prohibited civil aircraft from flying faster than the speed of sound over land. Not because the airplane can't do it, because of the boom. When an aircraft pushes past Mach 1, it stops outrunning its own pressure waves. Those waves pile up and merge into a shockwave, and that shockwave trails behind the airplane in a cone. When that cone sweeps across the ground, you hear it as a sonic boom, a sharp double crack loud enough to rattle windows, and, in the worst cases, crack plaster and startle livestock across a wide corridor beneath the flight path. That's why the ban was written the way it was. It wasn't a speed rule, it was a noise rule. The old regulation banned the speed because back then, banning the speed was the only reliable way to ban the boom. And that distinction is exactly what this new bill is built around. Notice what Senate Bill 1759 does not say. It does not say aircraft may now fly as fast as they want over your house. It says the FAA must write rules permitting supersonic flight as long as no boom reaches the ground. In other words, the bill is trying to swap out a speed-based prohibition for a noise-based standard. This affects you if you care about where general aviation and the technology behind it are headed over the next decade, so let me connect it to the real world. The reason this bill exists now and didn't exist 10 years ago is that the engineering has moved. There's a body of work, much of it out of the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA, on what's called low boom or quiet supersonic design. The idea is to shape the aircraft so carefully that those shock waves don't all merge into one sharp crack. Instead, they spread out and arrive at the ground softened, not a boom, something closer to a distant thump, or in the best designs, nothing audible at all. NASA has been flying this problem for years now, with an experimental aircraft built specifically to test how quiet a supersonic aircraft can be made and how communities on the ground actually perceive it. The whole point of that research is to gather the data a regulator would need before signing off on a noise-based standard. This bill, in effect, is Congress telling the FAA to take that maturing science and turn it into a rulebook. Now I want to be careful and flag where fact ends and where forecasting begins. That's opinion territory, and I'll label it as such. What is fact? A bill passed committee today. That is one step. It is not law. To become law, it still needs to pass the full Senate, pass the House of Representatives, and be signed. Committee passage is meaningful. It means the concept has enough support to move forward, and it now has momentum. But we have all watched bills clear committee and then stall, so temper the excitement with process. Here's my read, and this is analysis, not reporting. Even if this bill becomes law tomorrow, nothing changes in the sky the next morning. The bill directs the FAA to write regulations. Rulemaking is a long road. There's a proposed rule, a public comment period, review, and a final rule. That process routinely takes years, and for something as technically demanding as certifying that an aircraft's boom genuinely does not reach the ground, I'd expect the FAA to be deliberate. There will need to be a certification standard. There will need to be a way to measure and verify boom exposure. None of that exists in finished form today. So what should you actually do about this? For most of us flying pistons and turboprops out of our home fields, the honest answer right now is nothing. This does not touch your operations. You're not going to be filing a supersonic flight plan in your Cessna 172. What this is a signal, a a signal about where the regulatory environment is willing to go, and a signal to manufacturers that the United States market may reopen to overland supersonic business jets, and eventually, airliners. And that matters for the whole industry. Because a big part of why commercial supersonic flight died with the Concorde wasn't just fuel economics. It was that the boom locked those aircraft out of overland routes. A supersonic jet that can only go fast over the ocean is an aircraft with a very limited map. Change the noise rule, and you change the business case. That's what the companies working on next-generation supersonic designs have been waiting on. There's a bigger principle here too, and it's one worth holding on to as a pilot. This is regulation catching up to engineering. The 1973 rule was the right rule for the technology of 1973. The aircraft of that era could not fly supersonic quietly, so banning the speed was a reasonable proxy for banning the harm. What today's action recognizes is that the proxy and the harm may no longer be the same thing. If you can have the speed without the boom, then a rule that bans the speed is banning something it was never really trying to ban. Whether the technology fully delivers on that promise is still being proven, but the direction is clear, and today it moved. To sum up the state of play, Senate Bill 1759, the Supersonic Aviation Modernization Act, cleared the Senate Commerce Committee today. It would order the FAA to legalize civil supersonic flight over land conditioned on the sonic boom never reaching the ground. It is not yet law, and even when the law lands, the rules will take time to follow. My thanks to AOPA for the reporting on today's committee action and to the ongoing NASA research that made the whole conversation possible. You can find more on this and the rest of the day's aviation headlines at radiohangar.com. 53 years is a long time for a rule to stand. Today it started to bend. I'm Tower. Keep your eyes outside and your ears open.